This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live on the program. How are you, sir? Dave, you doing okay?
I am.
Good. So I got to ask you, were you at the big Lady Gaga concert last night along with me and 15,000 other people?
You know, I missed it, Coy. I'm hoping you represented Charlottesville proudly.
I will say I wasn't the only middle-aged man there. There was, of course, a lot of young people, but I was surprised at how many folks with gray hair on top of their heads were there and dancing in the aisles and yelling Gaga. I mean, you would be shocked.
That's great to hear.
I had no idea this was such a phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, the nation has gone gaga crazy about this.
Yeah, indeed. And Charlottesville's gone gaga for goats, Dave. Evidently, it was a unanimous decision that the city of Charlottesville now says it's okay to keep goats in your backyard.
Yeah, and these are miniature goats, not the kind of goats you typically see on a farm. But miniature pygmy goats, whatever you want to call them, up to 100 pounds, that we are now going to allow Charlottesville residents to keep up to three of them in their yards. They have to be kept in the yards. We can't have free-roaming goats in the city. They have to be dehorned. The males have to be neutered. But, you know, there's a good number of people that we had over 400 people sign a petition to legalize goat keeping in the city. And heard very little opposition to it, and you know, several dozen communities around the country have done this sort of the know your food, back to nature kind of movement, and now we're part of it.
Are you going to be getting goats, Dave?
I will not. But I know several. I have several friends who are already planning to get themselves a goat, and you know, they can make goat cheese and drink goat's milk and cut back on the kudzu and weeds in their yards.
Yeah, they're definitely natural. Critter. There's no question that these things are natural lawnmowers. I mean, the most organic lawnmower you could probably find, besides a cow maybe,
right.
But I have no idea how you would make cheese from the animal in the backyard to cheese. I'm totally clueless. Maybe somebody's going to start offering a class somewhere, but I know...
There actually is. The Charlottesville Goat Justice League, which you got to love the name of that.
Only in Charlottesville.
The Charlottesville Goat Justice League is actually going to organize workshops on goat keeping. And so look forward to those.
Yeah, well, there you
go. I know you'll be the first to sign up.
Please. Yeah, well, probably not. But it's good to know it's there. So what's the latest on the water supply? Y'all had some a meeting last week, and there's perhaps a public hearing in our future.
Yeah, so that's the big next step is September 20th, Monday night. We will have a public hearing in City Council chambers starting at the meeting starts at 7, and that will be sort of the last best chance for local residents to put in their 2 cents before council comes to a decision, whether or not that decision happens that night or soon thereafter. We've got to make some decisions soon. We've commissioned a series of studies that have brought back some very valuable information about alternatives or potential alternatives to the current plan that's sort of on the table, that's been on the table for a few years and that's been reexamined and questioned. And it's all coming to a head now. So if people want to speak their minds, that's the best chance for them to do it.
So do you see any is there any early signs of how the city might be leaning when they go to talk to, you know, the county about the future of the water supply plan?
Well, it's hard to say. I think most councilors are kind of keeping their cards close to their chest and doing a very good job of listening to a variety of perspectives and reviewing the data that's come in, the reports that have come in, and asking all the right questions. And I couldn't tell you at this point exactly where council is going to go. For myself, I have found little reason, frankly, to support the construction of a large new 45-foot dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir when there are a number of alternatives that I think make more sense to pursue in the short run, or at least in the next 20, 30, 40 years. So, but, you know, I myself am still weighing all the hearing on the 20th, and then we'll come to a decision soon thereafter.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. And I just want to maybe add a footnote to what you just said about a number of other alternatives other than the existing 50-year water supply plan that calls for a new dam and greatly enlarging the reservoir at Ragged Mountain. All these alternatives are cheaper.
Well, many of them are cheaper. For instance, the latest report that we commissioned, which I think is an excellent use of a little bit of money, well, a good bit of money, actually, a few $100,000, but was a report looking at the health and the structural integrity of the existing dam at Ragged Mountain. And what they found was that it's in much better shape than a lot of people thought and has actually got a lot of life left in it. And turns out it would be significantly cheaper. Even if we're going to increase the dam by 45 feet or build it, you know, have a dam that's 45 foot higher than the existing dam, it'd be significantly cheaper just to build on top of the existing dam rather than creating this massive new dam, which will have a much bigger footprint. So even then, having said that, though, I'm not even convinced yet. I'm not convinced at all that that it makes sense to build a 45-foot higher dam, whether it's a new dam or one that's built on the existing base. So I think there's plenty of reason to believe that we won't need that much storage capacity for the next few decades, if ever, because, particularly if we continue on the path we've been on with regard to conservation and efficiency, particularly if we dredge the South Fork Reservoir, which probably needs to be dredged anyway, then it begs the question of why would we go ahead and build this massive new dam now, destroy 200 acres of forest at Ragged Mountain Natural Area, when we may not need it for many, many, many years to come.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and I just want to point out the obvious that I don't think is pointed out enough, and it's obvious to me that this existing 50-year water supply plan for this huge, new, brand-new reservoir, basically, it ends up being a new reservoir for a whole lot more water for a lot of money that we don't have. This was born and was created at a time during the housing boom, and a lot of the cry for it came out of the development community when we were still talking about a biscuit-run neighborhood in Albemarle County, and we were talking about all these new neighborhoods and these nine-story buildings, and none of that's all that's gone.
It is, although I have to say one of the interesting sort of twists on this whole thing is that very few people, in fact, I can't recall anybody, have publicly questioned or called into question the population projections, the growth projections that the current plan is based on. Citizens for Sustainable Water Supply, all of their projections are based on the same growth curve, the same projection, same population growth that the existing plan is. And yet, because of the decrease in per capita consumption that we're seeing, they're finding in their estimates, their projections, that we're likely to need significantly less water than the current plan envisions.
Yeah, and I think we should revisit those the consumption estimates, projections, and also the population projections. Because, what we were thinking the population would be, in 2004, 2005, 2006, when the housing boom was going nuts, it's not the same thing now. It can't be.
Well, this is one of the difficulties, Coy, and it's sort of been one of the real eye-openers for me in this whole process is how just truly difficult it is to guess what our actual consumption is going to be 50 years from now. Nobody 50 years ago would have, likely have guessed what our consumption is today. That's why I have argued, and a lot of people are arguing for against building the capacity now and incurring the debt now based on what we think we might be needing 50 years from now. We don't do this when we, you know, when we look at school population, for instance. If you think, you know, if you're going through a mental exercise to figure out what your likely school population is 50 years from now, you don't build that school, and I'm borrowing this analogy from Richard Lloyd. This is not my original to me, but you don't build that school now when, you know, you don't need that capacity for 50 years, if ever. So that's the analogy that has really rung true for me as well.
Yeah, and I agree, and me as well. We don't go out and build schools for 50 years in the future based on what we think the student population is going to be. We build them as right. as we need them. And the only rationale to build this huge new water supply ahead of time would be to make it easier to build new neighborhoods. That's as far as I'm concerned. But that, I guess that's neither here nor there. We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. He has joined us live on the program. Dave, y'all also had an event recently regarding pedestrian and bike safety in Charlottesville, which has really been a big issue here, I guess, over the last 15 or 20 years. We've seen it become more of a front page issue, a priority for City Hall, and it has remade the streets around the city.
Right. Yeah, I think this is a city council and a city administration that's very much supportive of efforts to make the city more bicycle-friendly, more pedestrian-friendly. We've had, for a number of years, a bicycle master plan. We are now working aggressively. We've got city staff working aggressively to implement various components of that plan with new trails, new lanes, new policies and practices, better enforcement, better education on bike safety. Today, actually, downtown today, we joined with the Albemarle County and with the University of Virginia in an event sponsored by Bike Charlottesville, which is a local bike advocacy group, to demonstrate our common, you know, interest between these jurisdictions in taking, you know, more aggressive steps to make this a truly bicycle-friendly community. And we've done some good things, and there's a lot left to do.
We also have an event coming up, a couple events coming up that we want to let folks know about. There's a Midtown Festival, and there's that's Saturday, and then Sunday, it's Sundays in the Park.
Yeah, the Midtown Street Fair, it's terribly exciting. This is the first time that the West Main Street's been blocked off for an event like this. The merchants up and down West Main Street, they call themselves now Midtown, and they have a Midtown Business Association or Midtown Association. They are planning a big event this Saturday, the 11th, from 12 to 5, basically going to close off the street to vehicular traffic and open it up for pedestrians and bicyclists, and we expect hundreds, if not thousands, of people to come down. There's going to be food, there's going to be great music, there's going to be activities, and it'll be a grand old time to help expose people to all the great merchants that are there up and down West Main Street.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually with a West Main Street merchant today commenting on, you know, how truly underdeveloped that part of town really is. And I don't think, 10, 15, 20 years from now, it's going to look anything like it looks now. I think we're going to see a lot more vibrancy, a lot more pedestrians, and a lot more businesses between the train station and the downtown mall.
I think you're exactly right, Coy. And that stretch of the city, has so much potential. There's some good things going on there now, and part of the reason for this event is to, bring more people down there and to shine a spotlight on the merchants who are there now, and help generate some buzz, frankly, and generate some interest in continuing the creative infill development of that stretch of the city.
And Sunday, what's this? Sundays in the Park?
Sundays in the Park, the second Sunday of every month. We close off as of noon. We close off the east side of McIntyre Park, which normally is reserved exclusively for golfers. It's the largest section of our largest city park, and yet very few city residents have ever actually stepped foot in it. And so we created an opportunity here through Sundays in the Park where people can come and experience that side of the park. And the one of the potential uses, future uses of that side of the park, is a botanical garden. There's a group in town, the McIntyre Botanical Garden, that's been laying the groundwork for potentially placing a free community botanical garden there. They sponsor what they call Music in the Park on the second Sunday of each month. And from, I believe it's 5 to 7 p.m. this Sunday, the Astronomers, which is a local group, will be coming and playing a free concert. People can come out and bring a picnic blanket and just enjoy some great music. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and enjoy the park.
There you go. Charlottesville's Mayor Dave Norris. Dave, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Coy. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.